Today, I'm sharing two huge takeaways that we've had from our TikTok meeting. So if you've missed it, I actually work with TikTok reps inside of TikTok, inside of Meta, all the social platforms on a weekly basis. And I'm sharing two huge tips and takeaways that I want you to start implementing in your social media strategy. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm going to share a few social media tips that I myself have learned and also learned from literally hearing from TikTok reps, Instagram reps, Snapchat reps. My job is actually in social media. And so I have meetings with reps who literally work inside of these tech companies. So I have meetings with like my TikTok reps, like I said, my Meta reps, etc., every single week so that I can stay on top of trends and implement that into the business that I'm working on. So something I want to dive into are TikTok trends. Obviously, hopefully TikTok doesn't get banned. I feel like that would really impact a lot of creators, but hear me out. Okay, so a lot of us are likely wondering how we can grow on TikTok, blah, 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 blah. The first thing I want to talk about is actually how to set up your video so that you'll get more views. So the ideal time for like a generic video is probably going to be 7 to 10 seconds. Now, keep in mind, this is that way because the attention span of the human beings all over the world literally just get lower and lower and lower. We're actually, there was a study done, and the attention span of humans right now is literally at 2 seconds. Guys, we have less attention. We have an attention span that is literally less than a goldfish. That's a little bit sad. So in my opinion, that's kind of depressing. But that really goes along with all the social media that we have, all the multitasking that we do. Just there's so much going on in our day-to-day world. That could be a whole other podcast episode. But okay, getting back to the point of this, the type of content to create for TikTok is really going to be that video mark of like 7 to 10 seconds. And you want to make it inspirational, educational, or entertaining. Those are three topics to obviously make sure that you're trying to hit on at least throughout the week, your rotational content strategy. The first two, I'm going to say 3 seconds. So TikTok did say at least 2 seconds for this, but I'm going to go ahead and say three just because the longer you can hook people into your video, the better for algorithm reasons, blah, blah, blah. But so say I'm making a video of like a new hair care product that I'm using, and I want people to obviously watch the majority of the video because the more people that watch the majority of the video means that my video is going to be pushed to more people. It's the whole thing, right? You know, if you've listened to all my episodes, you know I go in on the algorithm stuff. So getting back to that. So if I'm trying out a new shampoo, I need to create a hook for my video, and the hook is going to be like what you put on that screen. So, you know, you see on TikTok, like how do I braid my hair like this? I don't know, how to get beach wave curls, right? Blah, blah, blah. This is a generic example. Like I don't do my hair, but I work on some hair care brands, which is why I'm sharing. So I would keep that hook up for 3 seconds. So I actually like the beach wave one. So I would keep up for 3 seconds how to get these beach wave curls. And I would just kind of do like a 3 second teaser. And then after that 3 seconds, I would get into like, okay, step one, step two, step three. But that intro part, like that teaser part of the video needs to be 2 to 3 seconds. And reason for that is you, like I said already, but you want people to watch the majority of your video. So if someone's like interested in that hook, so if someone's like, oh, I really want to learn how to get beach waves, or it can be like a travel guide, you know, it can be anything for any niche. This hair thing is just generic, so roll with it. But once they watch at least 3 seconds, that means like they're interested. So they're going to want to watch the rest of the video to see how you can get those beautiful beach waves. So if you're someone who's on TikTok, and if you're not yet, I hope you are. Maybe this video will like motivate you to get on TikTok. But making sure that you have that hook in the beginning. Also, if this is a sponsored, this is kind of additional, but if this is going to be sponsored content, even UGC content, when you're on TikTok, and I'm going to go ahead and as far as even saying like on Instagram now, just because Instagram's basically mocking TikTok. Like, TikTok's the innovator right now and Instagram's the follower. That's just how it is, which is so funny to watch. But you don't want to make your video like seem like an ad, right? So say I'm like sharing an Herbal Essence shampoo. I don't want to make it seem super addy. Like, you want to create the content that you would create normally, right? So like, even if you're like getting paid for this video, pretend like you're not. Don't overthink your work and just create the video like you would normally. Only thing I will add for that is, so let's go back to the beach wave content. So say I'm creating beach wave, like it's a tutorial, right? It's how to create these beach waves using whatever I said, Herbal Essence shampoo example. You want to make sure that this is just actually to help like content creators, but you want to make sure that you're showing that shampoo actually in the first 2 seconds of the video. And that's really called like product placement, because it's going to help with brand awareness for that brand. I would only overthink that if I was getting paid. If you're not getting paid, literally don't worry about showing like the product in the first 2 seconds. But I think a great way to maybe make that case study, show that you can generate more sales, et cetera, or more brand awareness for that, for the company that you're working with and creating content for, is making sure that you're showing that product in the first like 2 seconds. So those are my two takeaways from my weekly meetings with TikTok. So I hope you enjoyed them. You put them to use. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to do an Instagram or TikTok audit for you. Go ahead and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Make sure that you write the review. So say something like your biggest takeaway or what you really enjoy about the show. And then leave your social media handle so that I can take a look, call you up. I can give you a shout out and also do your Instagram audit on here. Instagram or TikTok audit, whichever you prefer. Thanks for listening. Bye.